Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Seen in the club wearing all leather on The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they found out.
Yeah, yeah. That was before he went to the bed and breakfast in New Hampshire.
Yes,
with the pancakes. All right.
The
varsity jacket. So would you call it, is that what that?
Yes.
Style?
Leather
yeah.
sleeves.
Like a, that's like a varsity jacket, canvas varsity jacket. I'm either going to auction these all off to benefit the foundation or I'm going to give them to Morgan Memorial or Goodwill or whatever. So, Spaz, come a little bit closer if you can. Okay, so that's.
Did you make them give you a varsity jacket because you never graduated high school?
No, it's because Double Zero never got off the bench in the Neshoba Regional High School when it comes to hoops. All right, good. That's pretty good. Then the next one would be the leather one from this one was themed, I believe, about the Rock for Change or the Walk for Change.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's actually pretty nice.
That one's awesome.
That's a nice Vanson jacket. That's a Vanson leather jacket.
That is a high quality.
That's when we had some money here. I don't know what happened.
That's it, yeah.
You guys have never had money.
You make fun of my eating habits. Hold on, we gotta see the expiration. It's a fruit bar. What is it? Hold on.
It's probably survived.
What's the expiration? Is there an expiration? They don't put expiration.
This predated expiration.
Yeah, they don't put expiration dates on fruit. Look at that. It's a fruit energy bar. Will you eat it, Spaz? You won't eat it. Spaz won't eat it. Make Spaz eat it. Spaz eat anything. Make Spaz eat that. You going to eat that?
Oh my God. Oh, dear.
It's really hot.
Oh my gosh!
No, don't talk into my mic.
The only time somebody said that, what do we do about?
How many times has Spaz eaten something? Or how about? Remember when he ate a grilled cheese sandwich that had a lube in it?
Strawberry
lube. The guy Fietti made.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't want to get you spitting. You don't have to eat the rest of it. Don't throw up, please. Don't throw up. All right.
There's something else in the pocket, though.
There's something else in the pocket?
I don't know if it's show notes or what.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
It looks like names that donated. So people that donated.
Oh, names that
money.
Donated.
Wow.
To yeah. Okay.
Open it up.
All
right.
There's no cash.
There's no cash. People who donated. All right. Next would be the AF the camo one.
Oh, I like that. Camo one.
You like the camo one?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, you definitely have to auction these off, kid. Those are sweet.
Spaz, you can use that when you go to war against the other home refinisher people. The home flippers. When you have your next war,
the email army.
He's a sergeant in the email army.
Yeah, he's a sergeant.
Email army. I'm live on Instagram right now. If you're just joining us, this is the last show here at WAAF for all of us, and we're live on Instagram. Greg Hill 107 is how you follow me on Instagram. You join us. You join us live. We're doing it. We are doing a. No, there's nothing on the back.
He was like doing this big post. Something on the back. Get the back.
We're doing a fashion show. We're doing an in studio fashion show right now with all of the WAAF jackets that I've been given, and then this final one here. This is a Carhartt.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Shoe has
his eyes on this one.
Yeah.
This is a Carhartt.
Now, wear that one with your Mantown hockey jersey. And
you're
talking a real fan.
And that's got the Mantown logo right on the front of that thing.
Anything on the back?
No, nothing on the back. That's
Spaz.
A pretty. That's like, that's understated.
That's cool.
Normally, radio station promo products.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
have to have a giant logo in the front of them, and then nobody wears them when you give them away. Right. So that's
I think he's got a lining that's fancy.
That's pretty good.
Wow. That's a sweet winter coat.
Yeah. Nice work. You make a pretty good runway model, Spaz.
Runaway.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, that's the IG Live right there. Thanks to everybody who tuned in on Instagram and there were 1,963 of you. New show, I don't know if I can say this or not. New show will be on camera at all times.
Oh boy.
Thank God I started in February. Jesus.
Studio renovation, including new cameras. New leather furniture, new cameras. You're welcome down there.
Yeah.
All right. Kev, thanks for coming by. I know you got a boogie.
Oh, yeah.
But Kevin Barbary on this show 1993 to 2000. What was
1993
to 2012. So 19 years on this program. Yes, yes. Time for test. Round of applause for Kevin Barbary. The funniest person ever on the radio, ever. Kevin Barbary. All right, Kev, thank you.
Can I stay?
Yes, Spaz. You can stick around.
If you want me to get out.
Did you bring any content or anything today?
I mean, do I ever bring any content? Come on. I just suck.
This is Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, morning, Greg.
What's up?
Long time customer, listener.
Listener, thank
since
you.
91, since I graduated high school.
Yeah.
Well, but, if you guys are going to do a raffle for the charity for those jackets,
yes,
I'm more than willing to have them all cleaned for you so you can give them away clean.
Oh, are you a dry cleaner?
Yes, I am.
What's the Rando Ding? What's the name of the place?
Columbus Dry Cleaners. We got a South End and South Boston location.
All right, awesome. I'll bring them over right after the show today.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I'll bring them over in whatever vehicle Ernie is bringing to drive me away. I mentioned this earlier, but Ernie reached out, the longtime benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach Jr., and said he's going to show up here with a vehicle and drive me away into the sunset. And I think I get to keep the vehicle.
I would work that out with him beforehand.
Oh, you don't think
he's going to be replacing, an empty garage spot now.
He said, I don't know if this is possible or not, but he said he's bringing the sickest vehicle that he has, and he has hundreds.
Yes,
hundreds.
He does.
How do you even define that with the collection he has?
Maybe it's the Batmobile that he just got.
Ooh, oh my God.
Shoot, just nerded out. He finished.
Kevin's coming back.
All right. Hold on a second. This is Bert. Hello, Bert.
Hello. Good morning, morning show.
What's up, Bert?
Long time. I just want to call in. My memories of the show go back a little bit. You remember your old Mantown Zone with the Celtics?
Yes, Celtics tickets. Yes, yes.
I was in the musical chairs contest with the LB and Spaz once.
Yeah.
That was great. Kevin Barbary did the song lyrics, and I had to guess what song it was. You guys are great, and I'm going to miss you guys tremendously.
Well,
the laughs just helped the day go on.
Listen, I'm going to miss everybody who has been a part of the show, however small or however big. And it has been, without being dramatic, it has really been the honor of my life. This has not been a job. This has been, for the most part, an awful lot of fun. And there's
a sentence.
It hasn't been a sentence. It's been a joy. It's been the joy of my life. And I've gotten to know you, and you've gotten to know me. And as I said earlier, the big moments in my life, whether it's the birth of kids or the death of my father or passing, like trying to get over a puppy gate and tripping and nearly dying or nearly being killed by a rogue wave on Lake Winnipesaukee and the Echo Store boat, all those things I have shared with you many times before. I've shared them with my extended family in other parts of the country. So it's been... there's nothing like this. There's been nothing like doing this show on the same station for 28 years. And it's hard to say goodbye. This is, it's Scott in Weymouth. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. Now, Greg, in true fashion, I'm going to do my best to go out annoying. I feel like it's obligatory on me to defend my title versus Ron.
Okay.
So now, much like my sex life, Greg, I'm going to try to keep this under 2 minutes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would like to thank you and the show for all the fun I've had calling in the past few years. It's been a blast, you know, although I've been listening a lot longer, but calling for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I hope I didn't annoy the listeners too much. And looking forward to talking with you on the new station, EEI. Yes. And I'm not sure if I'll talk to Shu again. He doesn't like taking my calls. Anytime you were late, Greg, or on vacation, Shu would let me sit there.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take me and dump me in a second.
And
so I don't know if
minutes.
This may be our last time talking, Shu. That'll be up to you.
Oh, good.
Now, I'd like to make a few quick comments on you each individually.
Yes.
Starting with you, Greg. In my opinion, you are in my top two favorite hosts ever. You're very entertaining, and any new listeners you pick up on EI will see what I'm talking about very quickly. Shu.
Yeah.
Although we disagreed politically, I think you have much talent, especially with the new intros every month, and I hope you keep that up at your new time slot.
Thank you, Scott.
Danielle.
Yes, Scott.
What you do with animals in your organization is admirable.
Thank you.
It's very, very cool. It shows your soul is beautiful.
Thank you.
And you are one of the quickest and wittiest people I've ever heard. I think me and my friends are very quick at busting balls and who's quicker. I think we'd be in trouble if you were in our company.
That is a fact. In fact, that's the only reason Greg keeps me around is my quick wit.
I'm getting through it, Greg. Hang in there, buddy. LB.
Yes, sir.
In addition to your award-winning sports show reports, I'll always have much respect for you more than most listeners do, because I actually, and my cousin Kevin's listening, we used to go to the old garden when we were 12, 13 years old and watch you bring 15,000 people to their feet as you beat the bag out of the opponent that Montreal would throw on the ice. Todd Ewan, Tony Twist, Rob Ray, Don Brashear. 15,000 people would be in a roar as LB beat the bag out of somebody.
Well, I appreciate
He's
that,
the
kid.
Best.
That's right. Stop. Now, two more comments. I'm getting there. I think the new morning show should be Spaz, Stiz,
Cat, yep.
And me to annoy everybody.
That's it.
Hold on. I'm almost done. No, like I said, under 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're at four.
Listen, what kind of clock do you own? Are you on the moon?
Hey, let's do a tease. I don't think this has ever been teased before on radio, and I'm the master of teasing. The rest of what Scott has to say can be heard Monday, July 29th on WEEI 93.7.
Yes.
And I have hung up on Scott for the final time on this radio station.
Yeah, he's a diehard. He's on board over there.
This is Bill O'Leary. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
What's up,
Bill? I just want to say I'm a longtime listener. Probably longer than anybody else that I've heard on your show. I've been listening since 1977 when I moved to Worcester from Mattapoisett.
Wow.
Went to go to college, and I remember the DJ back there was Chuck Nolan.
Yes, absolutely. On the afternoons here, yes.
And I was wondering, I wanted to ask Greg, were you the concert reviewer in the morning for the Chuck show?
I did overnights here, so I was on from 2 to 6 a.m., and a guy who was doing the morning show, who was named Drew Lane, asked me if I would stay and do the sports for his show.
Nice.
So in those days, when you were asked, again, I'm going to get curmudgeonly. In those days, when you were asked to do extra work because you might advance, you actually did it.
Right.
And you didn't get paid for it. So I stayed and did the sports with him. So I was on from 2 to 6, and then I stayed from his show 6 to 10, and then I did all my production and everything afterwards. So that's, I would say that the first program director here at WAAF to put me on the air was a woman named Cindy Slater. And Cindy was somebody who, Danielle, you'll appreciate this, she was a woman, groundbreaking woman in radio programming. There weren't a lot of women who were programming radio stations. But I mean, during the course of my time here, I think I've worked for 7 different general managers and 5 different program directors. 2 were women. The second woman was the nastiest human being you've ever met in your life. No disrespect. I probably shouldn't bring up negative things right now. And 4 different media companies. So during that period of time, those 28 years, that shows you how this industry is, what would you call it, revolving?
Yeah.
It's a revolving door.
Devolving
shoe. let's see. This is, and we're going to get to your Hill Mail voicemail messages. I promise you that. This is Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hi. How are you?
What's up, Sherry?
I, like everybody else, I wanted to call and wish all of you good luck in your new endeavors, same as what everyone else says. I've been listening for a long time as well, and you all are just amazing people. Danielle, I hope you continue your dog show that you do on Mondays, because that is so amazing that you find homes for all these dogs. And I'm looking forward to listening to you on the new radio show, Greg and Danielle.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Also looking forward to listening to LB and Shu in the afternoon.
Thanks.
So I wasn't going to call, but I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're the berries.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're awesome.
A texter earlier said it's kind of like when Dave Mustaine left Metallica, you had 2 great bands afterwards. You had Megadeth and you had Metallica. So you've
great
got
guy, man.
Going for well, Dave Mustaine was a perennial guest at the WAF Celebrity Golf.
That's
a
right.
Big
yeah.
golfer.
Huge hockey fan.
And
he's best friends. He lives beside Keith Kachuk in Phoenix.
And when this happens, when the show is over today, you can listen to the new show in the morning on WEEI 93.7 and on the radio.com app, and you can stream it or you can listen to any of the shows on the network. And you listen to that in the morning, and you can listen to Mike and the Cinder Block in the afternoon.
It's starting to click, Hildar.
It's sticking. Yes,
I know.
It's sinking.
It's sticking. LB, in this business, there aren't a lot of people who have the opportunity to drag another show down. And so, I mean, for you, you should be very happy.
I'm proud
about
of myself.
Yes,
you know, it's actually 3. I mean, I did my best with the Bruins as well.
This is Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, what's going on?
I'd like to thank LB, especially, for riding with us at a certain event in North Brookfield many years ago. I believe it was 1998. And I want to say it was really great meeting him in person.
Oh, 100%.
And also to the rest of the AAF crew, it was a pleasure to listen to your show during our commutes to work every day. And I want to wish all of you good luck in everything you're about to do.
Well,
thank you for everything.
Speaking of, I think you're speaking about the charity motorcycle run that LB used to do.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I was looking through photos last night to share them on Instagram, I have a picture of the first one. And Julia Hill is like 5 and on my shoulders. And she, I don't know if you, did you see, I reposted that Instagram story that Julia shared last night because it's a confusing photo.
It is a very confusing photo.
It's her when she's like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cardboard cutout of LB and I that was in convenience stores for the Rock for Change or Walk for Change.
That. Yeah.
And so I'm standing. Julia and I are standing behind the cardboard cutout, but people are confused because there's 2 of me. So all that stuff. There's a great photo array which you can find on my Instagram this morning. Greg Hill WAAF is where you are. Sorry, what am I? Greg Hill 107 on Instagram, Danielle?
Yeah, correct.
Mm. Not for long.
Yep.
Not for long. No, I'll have to go. I'm going to have to switch that up to Greg Hill 93.7, but I'm going to wait until the last possible minute to do that so I don't cry. I believe the real Max Lane is on the phone this morning.
No.
Former New England Patriot. Max.
Hey, gang, how's it going?
Hey, Max.
I don't think it's. I thought it was real, Max Lane.
Opportunity to say thank you for the amount of time you supported me selling life insurance.
Remember those bits?
Remember
that? We should try to find one of those Max Lane life insurance salesmen. We should try to find. I just got a text from Max, and this is, by the way, this is how rumors start.
Yeah.
So Authority was on the show. What was that? 45 minutes ago.
Yep.
And I just got a text from Tuca, and it says, just got word in Finland that you're retiring from the morning show.
Oh,
what
God.
Am I going to listen to now?
Big news.
No, Tuca. I'm not retiring. It's like he sent a text. It's like he sent a text over and said, just got word that you passed away.
Sorry you died.
And good luck and good luck to you. This is Nora. Hello, Nora.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Morning Show.
What's up? What's up, Nora?
What's up? So I've been hearing all these people calling in, longtime listeners. I think I'm your shortest listener in height and length. I've only been listening for about 2 years. I moved here from New York, and my boyfriend was absolutely obsessed with you guys. I told him he should get his own real friends that know who he is. And then, you know, I moved here, got myself a car and a 2-hour commute, and I started listening too, and I became obsessed. So I love you guys so much. You've made my drive-in so much better. I don't know who was more devastated, my boyfriend Joe or me, when I found out. But I'll continue to listen to Megadeth and Metallica when you guys break up. So much.
You can listen to both. Well, that's the great thing about radio. When people talk about the demise of radio, which has been talked about ever since television came on the scene in the 1950s, it's the only medium that is left where you become friends with those that you choose to listen to. I mean, it really is. It's like a friendship
family
thing,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so you can get clicks from digital, and that's great. And you can enjoy listening to your playlists on Spotify or whatever, but to me, the greatest thing about this job is I feel like I have thousands of friends, everybody that listens knows everything that's going on in everybody's life and everything that's happening with the show. Sadly, we know way too much about Spaz. And his various medical issues, his various mental issues. He's the only person I know who goes to the bathroom and removes all of his clothes
still
before every time. Do you still do that?
Of course I do.
It's one of the strangest things.
It's a mental thing. I absolutely have to.
Can you afford to have another mental thing?
Hey, listen, imagine having your 4-year-old daughter walk in on you and you're completely naked. Oh, you have to explain it to your press.
Well, that's years of therapy.
There's another.
Imagine having your 18-year-old daughter. See you on crutches, naked.
Right. Oh. In the shower.
The worst moment of Julia Hill's life. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I feel bad for people who are on vacation right now, are going to tune in Monday and be so confused. I think we'll probably run 4,000 promos or something. So
6,000.
Let's see. We got to get to Hill Mail. Let me just get Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Brian?
First time caller. I've been listening to you since high school. Just congrats on everything. You're going to be missed. Definitely looking forward to hearing Shu and LB. I think they do an amazing job. And
thanks, buddy.
You know, I'm going to miss my morning commute with you guys.
Well, you know, you can give us a try. I mean, it's a try 93.7. You might like the new show.
It's not completely going away.
I mean, I can come by the house before we do the afternoon gig.
Yeah,
say hi.
Sure.
I know Tuca thinks I'm retiring, but I'm not. As a texter says, just like Game 7, Tuca has absolutely no idea what's going on.
Hey, he was awesome.
He'll say it because he's in Finland and he's probably not listening right now. If you were down the street or in Boston, Greg would never say it.
No
never,
way.
Ever, ever in a million
no
years.
Kid was a champ. The nastiness with the Bruins in the playoffs. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Please, people, let it go.
Here's a 774 text from an older listener who says, this is the saddest day since Chet, Nat, Dickie, and Lynchy broke up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, it's hard to pick. If I had to pick the greatest anchor team during my time on the radio, I think I'd have to go with Jack Williams and Lobel and Liz Walker.
Yes.
Wouldn't you? I mean, Chet and Nat were great.
Yeah.
But they were too serious for me.
Who was the weather guy for Jack
and Liz?
It
was Bruce Schwegler.
Or the Schwegler?
Yeah, it was Bruce Schwegler.
He had that look in his eye like he was always hiding something.
And he wasn't, believe me, mock my words, as we say on this program, Schwegler, when it was going to be 98 like it's going to be today, wasn't running around causing panic with some kind of heat-mageddon thing. He was like, you know what? It's going to be hot today. Grab yourself a little water somewhere and a bubbler and get back to work.
Get ready to sweat your nuts off.
I mean, are you panicked about this weekend and the heat? They're issuing warnings like you're going to walk outside and die today.
If you're elderly, I get it.
Yeah, if you don't have AC.
But for the rest of us, it's like incredibly awesome tan weather.
What if you don't have AC in your car asking for a friend?
Still haven't gotten that fixed yet.
No, I haven't.
Guy.
This kind of thing happens in the summer.
Yes, it does.
I don't know if you've noticed how long you've been alive, but occasionally it gets hot
Before we get too far away from it, obscure reference on Chet.
Yes.
The gigantic pile of poop in Weird Science when they had her turn Chet into the pile of poop.
Obscure reference on Bob Lobel.
Yes.
During the early years of this program, Bob was a weekly guest, and he would award the Lobel Prize for Sports on this program.
Wow.
Get it?
Yeah. Does he get one of these?
I came up with that one.
Oh, yeah. Ron Valeri definitely came up with
that. That was my idea, guys.
Ron Valeri, who was...
Just ask me.
He never... Ron never met a pun that he didn't like. But I got to tell you something. In my career, I've worked for a lot of program directors.
Yeah.
By far... No disrespect to our current program director, Joe Calgaro, who is coming with me over to the new place.
He jumped ship, too? Greg's leaving? I'm out of here.
Ron was the very best program director this radio station ever had, hands down.
I can't believe the entrepreneur hasn't called to check in on our last day. I'm sure he will, right?
I'm sure he will. He's the best.
Guy,
I don't wake up till 9. I'm like Naomi Campbell now.
I dragged that poor guy through the mud.
LB, we'll just pretend we're having a meeting.
but absolutely.
He is the best.
I mean, and nobody worked harder or cared more than Ron Valeri. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Steve?
Nothing much. Just on my morning commute. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Or last time, as somebody said earlier.
Technically last time. That's right. I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything. I mean, I've been commuting about 2.5 hours every morning, and you guys make that commute so much easier.
Well, it's been great. It's fun. It's not work. There's no heavy lifting. It's when we've asked, you guys have shown up, whether it was for a WAAF indoor beach party or a WAAF Halloween party with great bands, or whether it was Sit For It, the campaign to sit in every seat at Fenway Park, or whether it was the greatest radio stunt in the history of stunts, the Secret Santa, when the entire mainstream media was outraged and pissed off that I pretended to be a Santa Claus giving out cash as some kind of a rich entrepreneur, and it was a radio stunt. You guys were there to support us. So.
A genius radio stunt.
The best stunt ever. Let's see. Here's a text asking who my favorite general manager was.
You can't go there.
That's impossible
there.
For me to
they
pick.
They were all great.
That's impossible for me to pick. I know who my least favorite was. Let's see. High-pitched Jeff is on the phone. I have to take a break because we are up against the clock.
No sports?
No sports right now, LB. But texters are texters.
When was the last time you did sports, kid?
Accurately?
No,
that you could understand. It was 1992. Was the last time anybody could understand.
That's what I've been loving
saying.
About the last two weeks. Yes. Look at that. No sports again.
When, by the way, texters say we're ending the show and you finally just figured out how to do an obscure reference 20 years later, LB. You finally just figured it out. But when we come back, we'll listen to what might be the final Hill Mail voicemail segment ever. It's certainly the final one here on WAAF. It may be the final one ever, and it's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, sometimes it's the hardest thing to do to say goodbye, but it's really, I don't know, it's really not, as I said earlier, it's really not goodbye. It's see you later, yes. Just in various different forms. Sure. But it's goodbye to this group of people who've worked together for a long, long, long time, to the misery of many who have worked under me, who will no longer have to do that. So it's a little bit bittersweet, but it's a pleasure to have our next guest in the studio, who sent a text to me this morning and said, I think he said he was giving me a car today. The longtime benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach Jr., is here, and I'm live on Instagram,
yeah,
by the way.
You know, I'm tearing up.
Are you tearing
I'm
up?
I'm tearing up, I'll tell you. You know, I was hijacked from BCN.
Yes.
Here.
As an advertiser.
And I'm like, I came around the turn of the century.
Yes.
You know, which is, it's a long time now, but this is emotional.
Do you remember our first meeting?
I remember our first meeting.
And so one of our...
What was that?
I remember when I was asked to meet with Greg Hill many, 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 many times, and I was like, no. And finally we went to lunch. And it was really the beginning of our friendship. And we went to lunch. We had a great lunch. And then when they came to do the bill, the waiter, you would think it was the president that was sitting there. He wouldn't let him pay. I had never seen anything like it.
Spaz thought you were going to say that I ran out on the check, Ernie. That's what's
his arms got short.
No, Ernie was a long time. In fact, the Bach organization was a long-time advertiser on WBCN.
Absolutely. During the height of the war.
Yes. During the height of the radio war that existed between this station and WBCN. And so I appreciated Ernie's loyalty, and I said, hey, will you advertise on my show? And he said, not really. And then the...
We hung out for a couple years.
We did. We hung out before you had even given an advertise.
Exactly, which
But then... You turned it up, and I think about the things that we've done together. I mean, think about the things that we've done with listeners. You have flown, first of all, you've flown the whole show to Ireland.
For a week.
For a week.
Oh, great time.
And disconnected the show, remember that?
Yes.
You took over the line and disconnected the show?
Yeah, Ernie, during the middle of the broadcast in Ireland, Ernie got up and tripped over the wires and unplugged the show.
As a side note on that trip, I don't know if you remember, but we loaded... It was about a 7-8 hour flight. We loaded the plane up with enough beer to get us there and a couple days.
Yes.
By the time we stopped the first time for gas, we were out of beer.
Yeah. And do you remember what? And does anybody remember what happened the first time that we stopped in Newfoundland to refuel?
Yeah, I do.
We all got on the plane. This is how insignificant Spaz is in all of our lives. We all got on the plane, and the plane started to taxi. And Spaz was in the bathroom. He came running out of the airport in Newfoundland.
Oh, he was running down the tarmac, waving my hey!
And I really thought everybody was on the plane though.
Yeah.
No. Everyone that mattered was.
Everybody.
You had the band Jet play in your hangar, and then you flew listeners on your jet with Jet to see them in Atlantic City that night.
And that wasn't planned. That wasn't planned. We did the show, and the guys were so cool. They were bitching and complaining that they had to get up early for the flight and all this, so I just stuck them on the jet and flew them.
That's
cool, man.
You flew. We took some listeners and we went down to Philadelphia to see Patriots Eagles game down at the worst stadium in the
in
meanest,
Vegas,
the angriest stadium ever. You went, yes, you
in
flew.
Vegas. The gentleman to my right, I had prepaid hookers.
Prepaid hookers.
Deal is done.
And only Spaz could screw that up. So when we
and
went to Vegas, Ernie flew us to Vegas to do some shows. And Ernie said, I'm going to prepay for some hookers for Spaz. It was $1,500 or something like that.
I forget how much it was,
but I did it in the elevator.
Yeah.
I did it in the elevator. Everything was set. And by the time they got...
They looked at him and said, how miserable is your life if two hookers who are prepaid won't have sex with you? I mean, that's quite possibly the worst.
Fantastic is I get in the room and LB has champagne and strawberries.
Oh, and he gave them to the girl. He's like, hey, ladies.
He's like, this isn't happening. And he pulls the strawberries out of her hand.
She thought she was going with the strawberries. I'm like, I don't think so. You don't put up for my friend. You're out of luck, lady.
And if my lady's listening, that was like 2008, okay?
Yeah.
You were like 5 years old. That was a long time ago.
I think the Toys for Tots broadcast that we've done every year with you at Christmas time has been such a great event.
Painful.
It has.
We've done so many great things together, and I think we got the word that we're going to continue. And you're
absolutely.
We're getting you in the divorce. A lot of people wonder.
Yeah, but I'm still visiting though.
You'll still be visiting the afternoon show.
Still a financial obligation to the second family.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you still have to.
I know how that is.
You still have to pay child support over here.
Still have to pay child support.
Yeah, Shu and I are over here.
I
came in, you know, because I know over the years you've started out with, you know, beer and certain things, and you've refined your taste to wine.
Yes,
and
yes.
I brought what I consider a nice bottle of wine for you, and I'd like to give it to you. But before that, I'd like to tell you that in France there are two great legendary vintages. You have the 1966 Margaux, which is legendary. You only see it with kings and queens. And then the second most legendary year would be the 1982 Margaux, which is like almost impossible to get. You never, ever see it, except for what I have in my hand right now.
I have the
1982 Chateau Margaux.
Wow.
For you, Greg Hill.
Hold on. Bring that over. I want to show that on Instagram.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Frasier.
I'm Instagram live right now. Holy cow. Hold on. I got to get that. Oh, my Lord, Ernie. That is fantastic. Oh,
you want me to get some plastic cups for that?
Thank you. Not right now. We don't have an opener.
I'll use my teeth.
I'll saber it.
What an amazing gift that is. What a generous guy you are. That is fantastic. Yeah, if I had an opener, we'd all drink it together. But
LB has one in his pocket.
Yeah, he's always prepared.
Ernie, that's fantastic. And you're going to drive me away from here?
I brought a little vehicle that we might have fun with after the show.
Oh, is it right out front?
It's right out front.
I want to try to get it.
Illegally parked it.
So. Let me see. Can I see it through the window? All right, hold on. You guys have to talk. I'm going to do the Instagram.
I got this. No, I'm just kidding. Come on. I'm just kidding.
LB, can you see if you can lift the big ones?
Usually what she says.
I know. I wish I could use that for an intro.
This is compelling radio right now. Greg and LB are at the window. LB's giant squash is in the Instagram.
Oh, my God. Now they're trying to get by each other in a narrow space. That was
awkward.
Where's
the car?
It's a good time for a plug for Take Junk.
What do you got there, Greg?
It looks like a Lamborghini.
No. What is that, Ernie?
That's the last year of the Aventador.
Nice.
That's flat black.
Ooh. Yeah.
That is nice.
With lime green stitching.
Is that the one? Did we see that when we were at your place after the Bocchini pageant? Because I feel like that was my favorite with that stitching. I love that line. Does it have a little lime green accent on the outside, too? No. Or is that a, that was a different car?
That might have been a different one. I'm not sure.
I can't keep track. We can't keep track.
I can't believe you just left that alone out there in the parking lot.
I actually brought Michael Clemmie to watch it for me.
Oh,
Clemmie's out there watching the car.
Clemmie's the man.
Let's see. A texter wants to know if LB is going to add ice and 7-Up to the Margot.
Yes.
I agree.
And orange soda to make it like sangria.
Yeah, ice and orange soda.
Yep.
Well, there are, you have the, I'll call it the pleasure. You have the pleasure of meeting a lot of advertisers in doing this business. And over 28 years, I've met a lot of them. But there are very few that are willing to accept what a show is and to support a show, good or bad. And you've been like that. You've also been a great friend to me. I can't thank you enough for all that stuff.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'm proud to be here. I am totally proud to be here. And I'm excited that I'm going to get to listen to you in Norwood, Massachusetts and actually hear the show.
Well, yes, that is one of the things is that we will be on a better signal. So, yes. All right, so Ernie Bach is here.
Quick question.
Yes.
When I throw the brick through the bank window, how much am I going to take out to get that?
What is the price tag?
It's
for sale, right?
I mean, I'm a fan.
It's actually not for sale.
Not that I can buy it. I mean,
it's not for sale. Well, it's the last year of the Aventador, and it's flat black, and... Mm. And it's a
how many cup holders does it have?
It's a few years. It's 2 years old, I think. It's my most expensive new car.
Wow.
These guys want to. They want to know.
I know.
They're gonna want to
list on it was like. I think $560.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. That's reasonable. $560.
A month. That's an easy payment. A month.
Yeah. It's like four of my houses.
Yeah. Withdraw $500
for 30 years.
Spaz, I got news for you. People buying Lamborghinis don't finance Lamborghinis.
Oh, yes, they don't.
Okay. They don't put $1,000 down.
Lamborghini doesn't do 1,000% finance. I mean, no point financing.
They have a college grad program. That's what they have. Yes, for the Lamborghini. Yeah.
Spazzy, right. That's the old philosophy. If you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it.
Yes, right. That's right.
It's not about that. It's about the technology.
Of course.
And it's about history.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
how many
fly,
miles?
Right.
How many miles?
Maybe. 800.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God! Yeah. Really?
He doesn't drive it down to the grocery store.
Oh, did you have
store?
It towed him?
I drove it. I had to take the highways because you know the little back roads. You get all the rocks and everything.
Yeah. You gotta stay legit.
All right. Well, here's a 508 texter who's 34 years old and crying over a radio show. Don't cry. It's a bittersweet thing, but it's not something to cry over, although I will do that at the end of the show today. Hello. Oh, here's High Pitch Jeff. Yes, Jeff, what's up?
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
How are we?
What's happening?
Listen, today's a sad day, man, but I love you guys. I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your narrative.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you guys on WAF, but I am going to EEI.
Good. All right.
You did get me in the divorce. Sorry, Dad.
Good.
But if I could tell, my favorite moment
was
right before Shu joined the show, and Deidre had a break the news that somebody jumped off the Tobin Bridge, and then Shu came back with Jump from Van Halen.
Okay, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was
an honest mistake. I was busy looking for facts, and I was letting the music play, and I didn't even see that song come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Greg, the first thing Greg like looks up at me with these wide eyes going, oh! I was like, wow. I was like, big balls. I was like, I can't believe you chose that.
Here's a text that says, I don't have a Lamborghini or a bottle of wine, but I do live directly behind the Town Spa Pizza. Should I deliver?
Sold.
Yes, you should deliver.
Love that place.
Grab some pizzas and deliver. I do too. I one time on the radio said that if the Celtics lost a playoff game, that I would do the show wearing nothing but a WAAF bumper sticker. And so the Celtics lost, of course, and therefore I did that in the parking lot of the Town Spa Pizza.
However, I had a I had to have a larger bumper sticker made, obviously, to make
we
sure
we know
that
who's hung like a hamster on this show.
Hey, I'm right here. Kid.
All right. We have time. I want to get to Hill Mail because this may be the last Hill Mail ever. It is 8:53 here at WAAF.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Take me down to WEI City where the pay is better and LB isn't with me. Take me home, yeah, yeah.
On WAAF.
And the final Hill Mail voicemail segment on WAAF is presented by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. Because you listen to this show on this station, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com is where you go to learn more. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7, 11 a.m.
Hi, Greg. Greg here. Listen, I'm 29 years old. Been listening most of my life. And until I was about 15, I thought you guys called Lyndon LB just because all you did all day was rip one of them to be inside. Thanks for a great show, guys.
End of message. Thursday, 7:46 a.m.
Take the furlough, LB.
End of message.
Yeah, we've been in my grill all week.
Did you guys play that audio?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that is classic.
Yes. Yes. Take the furlough. Take the furlough, LB.
Thursday, 8:06 a.m.
It was a tradition unlike any other. Waking up and hearing the beautiful voices of the Hillman Morning Show, the masterful show intros of Mike Hsu, the lovable brute, Lyndon Byers, the salty yet oh-so-sweet Danielle Murr, and of course, the master himself, Greg Hill. These stories will live on in the history of radio. Farewell, friends, and good luck writing the next chapter.
End of message.
Jim Nance, everybody.
Yeah.
Jim Nance.
Thursday, 8:17 a.m.
Hillman State is dues for quite some time. Greg done his sentence and got promoted to WEI. And bad mistakes, LB's made a few. That's why he can't be left alone, so they put him with Stu. And Danielle said, on Greg's coattail is long and long and long and long. We're moving stations, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end with Hillman. Now we're changing stations.
End of message.
Well done.
Thursday, 6:45 p.m.
Hey, Spaz, you know what I really, really love about you? Give me a couple of weeks. I'll think of something.
End of message.
That's the story of my life.
I mean, nobody. Yeah. There is no one that people loved to bust balls on in the history in the 28 years of this program's history than you.
Oh, it's terrible. Right to the fact the way you said you're like family. Yeah. That my car has been lifted off the ground by a snowplow trucks. My windshield has been repeatedly smashed. My back's smashed. My house egged. So yeah, people seeing me at the supermarket. Is that Narium?
You were beloved, Spaz. Yeah. Beloved.
Thursday, 8:27 p.m.
Na 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 kid, na 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 kid, hey hey kid, goodbye.
End of message. 4:50 a.m.
I think this is the last time I can ask LB that. Like, I have a question. This is the last show. Hey, LB, how can I dip my vanilla ice cream in chocolate, kid?
End of message. 6:15 a.m.
Hey, Greg, it's the WAP giraffe. I'm going to miss you, my friend.
End of message.
Yeah, we used to have this radio station used to have a mascot.
Yes.
The WAP giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our longtime employees, one great sales guy here, Bob Goodell.
Yes.
Was originally the WAP giraffe. That was his job. And then he moved up through the ranks and now he, I think he runs a radio cluster in Worcester. And heard from Bob this week, and I just heard from Andrea Dacey, who used to sell for
Dace.
Us.
And, it's Dakesy now.
I went to her wedding.
Yes, we were at her. Yes, we were there.
It was great.
Oh, man. Yes. What kind of gift do you bring to a wedding?
Well, he was kind enough to fly me there on the jet.
Right, yeah.
When I eventually get married, I'll invite Greg because I'm for the big gift. But I mean, if you're around.
I don't know. What do you get for a wedding, Ernie? What's your gift?
Usually cash.
Cash, yeah.
Because
that's the best gift.
That's what all couples want.
Nobody wants another blender.
That's right.
Plus, at this point, everyone's getting married so late, they already have all that crap. And no one uses china anymore.
Right.
6:16 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. Greg, everybody knows you're just trying to line yourself up to pretty. What are you going to call it, the Disney Channel? Come on, guy.
End of message.
Pretty.
D-Man.
On the, Pretty's on the new show every Monday during the football season, and other bestie is going to be on the show every week as well. So.
Hey, man.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Be talking to you in a few weeks, pal, on the sports station. Oh. Spaz, a texter wants to know if you still have the Rolodex that Ernie gave you.
Yes, I
mean,
do.
Rolex.
The Rolex. I do. Although I've tried to hawk it a couple of times. I got to the window, and they're like, we could give you $100 for it, even though it's probably worth like $3,000. I'm like, nah, I can't do it.
See, that's why this job is a great job. You worked here as a producer, and Ernie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.